Commissioners Court Budget Workshop for Monday, July 28th, 2025 at 1 p.m. begins here.
Started. All right, this is a notice of meeting Franklin County Commissioners Workshop on Monday, July 2025, 1 o'clock. We're very sorry today. We have set our cap. Well, we made it. We checked it again. All right, well, Marla.
Marla, be real nice.
Tell us the wonderful news.
Thanks for yourself. On the one you have, this, I have it at the 4 cent increase, and we're still at $135,000 deficit. And that's with the raises. That's with just normal increases. Jerry had spoke about the pause, so I lowered it to 60 instead of 70 because he is right. We should have a year's worth instead of 6 months. So I lowered it to 60. Technology went up. Appraisal district, what we're paying to Hopkins County. All told, I started at $1,002,000 deficit. I got it down to $942,000. That's with the fire department at $450,000. That is getting all the volunteer fire departments going from 20 to 35. And Winsboro going to 5,000. And 3% raise across the board. That's all included in this. The only thing that's not included is I put the highest rate in there, and we're still at $136,000 deficit. If we do the 3.78%, I mean cents, and I think you've got those are also on the bill, it will leave us about a $200,000 deficit. The only piece of missing information I have at this point is health insurance. That won't be here until the 31st. 4%, is that what they expected? That is leaving the part-time at part-time, that is no full-time. I told you I didn't have great news. I didn't lie.
I'll kind of believe what y'all want to do. There's not a lot of difference between option two.
If we do option one, it's about $60,000 difference is about all there is between option one and option two. The 3.78 cents and the 4.08 cents. Now understand, gentlemen, that is using part of the pennies that we have in the bank. Voter approval rate is
3.98.
No, that is the top rate. Yeah. That includes all your pennies.
Oh, okay.
3.341.83 is voter approval, which is 1.5 cents higher than your no new revenue rate. If you look at this page, it has all of that stuff out there.
You know that's about what it was last year?
Do what?
That's about what it was last year, wasn't it?
1.5 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, voter approval rate is basically, voter approval rate is your no new revenue rate times 1.035. That's basically it. So that raised at 1.58 cents. Option one is 0.36386, which is 3.78 cents above no new revenue. And option two is 4.08 cents. Above no new revenue. And if you look below that, the no new revenue rate for a $350,000 home versus the voter approval rate and so on and so forth for each home, if that's the valuation on your home. Just so you guys have an idea when and if you do raise taxes, what it's going to cost.
Oh, I've got a choice.
Well, if you're want to do the fire department, you will have to raise taxes.
Yeah.
That's the kicker, the fire department's the big deal.
There's no two ways about it. And I have.
But that gets some doors for next.
Yeah, I have cut just about everything there is to cut, just about as bare minimum without doing raises as I can cut. When I started, I was at 1.002 million. I got it down to 942,000. Now, if you want to look at each of the departments and tell me what you think, feel free.
We're going to get 900,000.
Well, you're going to get about 600,000 from taxes.
No, I mean, no, from the departments.
Well, but the departments weren't really, you know, of course, the sheriff's office is the biggest department we have, so.
We cut him out a little bit.
Yeah, we just have to cut him out completely. That saved us a whole bunch.
Defund the police.
But, you know, when you give raises, then also, you know, I had to put in more money for his overtime, because when you give raises, then that also affects his overtime. So, and he was under all overtime anyway. So I added about 15K to his overtime rate on his deputies, and I did about 5 to 10,000 on the jailers as well as the dispatchers for the overtime.
Fire department and police department is.
It's always the biggest ones.
Biggest one.
Then y'all are next. Us poor little offices up here that stay open from 8 to 5 because y'all the least amount of money. But yeah, the department's the biggest. I mean, I think it was $500. $1,500 was the department. Everybody else was.
Yeah, it's not.
Except for Yessi.
That's a, I consider that a only going deal there.
And I want you to talk about your countywide voting. I didn't give her an opportunity the other day. She's been doing some research on being able to vote in any precinct.
So I did some research on countywide voting. We'll have an actual deadline date. It's probably dropped in October. But there's a two-step process. There's a application, and then also we have to have a public hearing beforehand to talk about the pros and cons. The application has a judge's letter and then a letter from the county elections office with our implementation plan plus a contingency plan as well if there's any issues. We have the equipment that we have now would work with countywide voting. It's just programming. I just have to go in and program it that way. And once we submit our application, the state picks four counties out of our under 100,000 voters. And if we're picked, then we go through the process, the countywide voting. Afterwards, we'll submit our results and a letter as well. And then they decide if we pretty much were successful. If we're not successful, then we have to apply again.
If we haven't been picked for that, I don't know.
We've never applied for it.
Never applied for it.
I remember coming out not too long ago, a couple years ago, about if we get picked, you know, they do an audit on the voting deal. Is that kind of what you're talking about?
No, sir.
No, it's totally different.
All counties are being audited. They're just selecting every different counties each year.
I did the big one and the small one, right?
Uh-huh.
This is to be able to vote in anywhere.
Yeah, okay.
Any box, yeah. Now, the only thing, and that does bring up another point, I forgot, I did not add her software in, because if we're going to think about doing that, I would just as soon, it's a one-time purchase, I'd just as soon do it this year and be done with it. Because what I would like to do is, whatever we need to do, that's a one-time purchase, we need to get it done, gentlemen. So that next year, unless something completely falls apart, we are not going to, overstep on any level. We are going to stay within the budget constraints because we're going to start out in hope. Especially in the general fund. I can't speak for you guys, but in the general fund, it will be the only thing we will be doing is repairs as things fall apart. We will not be proactive next year. I will say that up front. Because we won't be able to be until closer to the end of the year, and I know how much money we're going to have.
So we don't need to ask for any budget amendments, huh?
No. Now, you know, that's all doom and gloom, and I get it. But you also know, historically, if you've been here longer than 4 or 5 years, that historically we always collect more and we spend less. Because everybody really takes good care of their budgets. And I've been doing this for 25 years and I have not seen one department go over budget unless they come to you guys first. So, and it's usually some type of emergency. So they work really hard to stay within the budget constraints that you give them. But I do want you to be aware. Listen now. I think, did y'all send that to me?
It's not aggressive.
I'll kill it.
Is it a dirt offer?
It is a dirt offer.
Okay.
I mean, they will, like, if you smash them or
if you smush them or something, but they're not aggressive, like a yellow jacket and a red loss.
He gets close, but not like
that. He's over your head right now.
He's on the lot.
So you just need us to tell you which direction to go.
Because by August 7th, we have to have a proposed revenue rate.
Whatever that is. 28. This is the Friday of the 1st. It'll be Friday afternoon, right?
Yes. They need to be able to put that in the newspaper and...
Boil them. If you want to find the department, like we had it planned.
And also, gentlemen, y'all also have to give me time because I have to have that in on Monday at noon in order to go in that week's newspaper.
Okay. So we got money.
We've got some time constraints.
So what she's saying is kind of give her what direction y'all want to go.
Or start cutting. Whichever the case may be. All I am is the informer. I know y'all seen my budget that Blake brought over to you guys. Judge, are you like Ricky and scared of Walt?
You're watching it. I'm watching.
This was Blake's informer after court the other day. I have not talked to him. I didn't. They were supposed to talk to one of the board members on Friday, whatever day, after the last meeting. So that's 1.096. I budgeted 450,000.
And they're wanting 438.
Well, and that's only if the water district stays in.
If they're not. Mm-hmm. Well, we can't go much higher in, even if they're not in.
No, we'll have to cut somewhere if they don't go. Because 450 is about our max.
So what's your recommendation? Option one or option two?
That's not my job.
We want to fund the fire department, but we're not. I guess that's the kicker.
Well, both of those will fund it, right? Both of them.
Before I'm leaving you the bigger deficit than the other. But fund everything, true. One will give you a bigger budget deficit than the other.
The one that gave us a bigger budget deficit?
No, I'm just asking.
I put the one that gave us the least in there.
Yeah, I mean, they're both will fund what the budget is, but one's going to give us a bigger deficit than the other.
Yeah, and it tells you up here, the top right. One's 135 and the other one's 199. And that's without health insurance. Which is probably going to add $20 overall.
$20,000 more, right?
Hopefully. Because we will see an increase, he did tell us that.
All right, let's go back one more time. Option one, option two gives what more to us?
Option one is without.
Okay, I'll do it like this. Option one, 3.78 cents. Front top, front page. Mm-hmm. Are you at option one?
Mm-hmm.
Look down at General M&O. General M&O at 3.78 cents is $5,535,077. Over 65 disabled is 533. I never budgeted the top. I budgeted 490. Less 2% is 5.9 million. That's what will go in the general fund.
These two options, Marla, all the stuff we talked about, things that all the raises, everything's in there.
On both of them, yes.
So basically saying one of them is when we're deficit, we're doing a budget deficit, or budgeting the deficit no matter what. One of them
yes,
is going to $50,000 more. And it's all, this also takes into consideration all the stuff Ricky wants, right?
Not quite everything Ricky wants. I raised his capital purchases up a little, but I didn't raise it all the way up.
Car costs a little bit less than top of the three, so that might be a good thing.
The cars aren't bad, it's the outfitting.
It's the what?
Outfitting. Upfitting, whatever you want to call it.
Well, how much can we cut on the outfitting of cars? Can we do that? Is there any way that can be done? I mean, I know we got cars that look good and they got a lot of flat, but is there anything that can be cut there? Now, I know we're talking pennies on, you know, millions of dollars, but man, if we mentioned while I go cutting, where do we start?
Cutting on this part, I hate part of getting in the last few years.
Well, I got that. I totally understand. But I mean, what I'm asking about is this, I mean, when we talked about earlier this year, dealing with the fire department, I knew that we were going to have to tighten up the belts a lot, so I don't know.
I think the way I'm kind of looking at it, and y'all tell me if I'm wrong, we have fought for the last numerous years to lower, it's finally biting us in the rear. Yeah. It's biting us in the rear.
We should have gradually been going up on a couple, 2 or 3 cents every year for the last 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. For the last 3 years, for sure.
I don't necessarily believe that.
This time last year we weren't talking about taking on the fire department deal. I mean, the fire department deal is a huge, big part of it. Remember that was the discussion we had in the last year when we started the issue with the city, and then deciding, you know, everybody's 50 signatures for an ESD. We gotta figure out a way to solve it in the county. So that's something we took on our own. This time last year, we weren't saying that you had a $500,000 line item you're fixing to be trying to find. So it wasn't the same situation this year.
But I think everybody would agree if they would pay that tax.
Oh, absolutely.
It's big tax.
And I don't disagree with you.
We just ain't going to like it. They see what the tax rate is going to be when they get their tax statement.
Well,
I mean, the rollback, did you say the rollback's 3.4183?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's option one. Option two. I mean, look, anything you do, you're going to go up, but the tax rate right now is 0.24?
No.
0.326.
Right now it is.
Right, that's a no new revenue rate.
All right, so you're going. If you go to any of the other options, you're looking at, well, you got it there, 7.7 cents on the big one.
Yeah, and that is not my recommendation. That was all that. I just wanted everybody to see, and we'll talk about it out loud so everybody in here can understand what we're saying. If you, and I'll use the 500,000 because that's pretty much an average home anymore in this area. A $500,000 home at the no new revenue rate for the county tax only would be $1,630. If we went to the voter approval rate, which raises the rate by 1.58 cents, it would be $1,709. That's a $79 increase. If you go to option one at 3.78 cents, which will be using some of our banked pennies, it goes to $1,819, which is a $189 increase over no new revenue. If you go to the next level, which is the option two, it's $1,834, which is $204 more over the $1,630. And I'm not for the other.
About $15 or so higher?
It's about $15 between option one and two for a $500,000 home. And for an $800,000 home between option one and two, it's $24. Now, it's a big difference between the no-new revenue rate on an $800,000 home and an option two, which is $327 versus $127. It's a $200 increase.
One or two.
Even if you, and I know raises are a big deal around here, even if you cut raises, you're going to have to raise taxes. No matter what we do, we're going to have to raise taxes.
The fire department bill is going to make us raise taxes.
Yes.
We knew that all along since January.
And 1.5 cents is not going to cover it.
Right. I think even our conversation back in the early part of the year, it was like, we're going to do this.
It's going to be three and a half cents, four cents.
Now, I know that 4 cents was kicked around. And the three and a half cents was, huh?
I said I wasn't far off.
Right.
Because I said three and a half cents about what it would take. And we're still going to have a deficit, but that's just the way it is. You just have to start. Everything is going up. There's nothing that's not going up. Our insurance, our health, as well as our property, as well as our auto, as well as just everyday maintenance that we have to do.
What did you say? They thought the insurance was going to go up 4%?
That's what he said, thought it might go up. Now, we'll find out the 31st for sure. So I'm hoping for a $20,000 overall increase. And I'll be honest, guys, I think we can make it work at 3.78. Now, if y'all want to do 3 cents, that's fine with me. But, I mean, we can make it work at 3.78.
Which is option one?
Whatever option, I don't know.
3.784, option one.
That'll put our deficit at 199 plus whatever our insurance is. But like I said, our deficit will probably wind up being about 70 or 80,000, honestly.
Would you say if we went to option two, it wouldn't increase it by how much?
50.
It's about $60,000 difference, even in revenue versus expenses. The deficit would increase about 60,000, or less, it'd be 60,000 for another option. In other words, on option one, you're going to bring in about 5.904 million. On option two, it's going to be 5.968.
Three seven eight looks better than 4.0 votes.
Yes.
Looks better.
You done brought that up?
I concur.
The third and 10 cents.
That's my whole point. We did it. Part of the conversation was we want to, especially the people over 65, save them from having to just pay this astronomical amount of money on a 10 cents tax increase. So if we can get this other stuff done, and we're still in 3 cents.
If you go to option two, I'm not promoting either way. I mean, I'm just saying. Option two, you can go to breeding ground because she's going to mention it. We'll go to option one, and that's going to put us on a tight rope for amendment, any kind of amendments or anything later on down the road.
I don't think, and I'll be honest, Jerry, I don't think 60,000 is going to make that much difference.
No, because when we get air conditioning, go out.
He got money. Don't let him tell you get them. He got money.
We'll just all borrow from the sheriff.
can we get some of your anti-housing money?
Well, we make some money, good one.
Keep money, buy some, good.
That's right.
And yes, that would be my.
We got a lot.
What's the last thing you said, Marla?
$3.7.
That's right, there, four, right there.
Because we can make it work. But that's all we can do with the fire department. It's $450,000. I mean, we both, the volunteer fire department, and I'll say this here as well. I took out the contract for pay because it didn't seem to be working.
And we talked, have you delayed to those respective chiefs?
I have not as yet. I'm waiting for y'all to approve the budget one way or the other, or at least talk about it, and then I'll let them know that we'll go back to just upping the money that we paid in, which will be $15,000. I've upped them from 20 to 35.
And that's something that the city got to understand too, that we're doing that, that we're coming alongside them to do this cooperative effort, that we also got to take care of our outline.
Yes.
I mean, the people out in the unincorporated areas of the county are definitely want their fire departments taken care of. It's going to, you know, we're saying we're going from 20 to 35, that's going to be additional help, but still, there's going to still be people going, what are we doing? You know, throwing all this money right there at that Mount Vernon Fire Department, we're about to be on all the same message that this is a Franklin County Fire Department now, not just Mount Vernon.
Mm-hmm. And I think that if the water district were to get on board, I think that would be a huge, huge plus for everybody, and not just financially. I think it would.
I mean, whatever.
If we
go forward with the city with Vernon negotiating, I think that we need to make sure that they're still understanding. We're not just putting all our eggs in one basket, saying that we're just using the central fire station. We still got to take care of our volunteer ones. Mm-hmm. So.
And I want you to know, I about flipped out. I think it was Thursday. Was it Thursday afternoon? I said, Judge, I've been doing this a long time. I said, I've never had this kind of deficit. I about flipped out.
It'll be better next year since we got this balance.
It will be. I'm accustomed to a quarter of a million to 300,000, but that when that rolled up, I was like, now what do I do? Now, understand too, gentlemen, that we're talking about fire departments. I don't know, you know, if they need to order a fire truck. I know Blake mentioned that it was going to be 2 to 3 years before the fire truck came in. So we need to talk about, you know, is that something we want to do? And if so,
we don't care until it comes in, right?
Right, but we need, we'll have to approve it in court.
I think that we need to put that on there, because
you just get further behind, more behind.
Well, that's right. So I would tell them go ahead and order it, and in 2 or 3 years, then we can approve that we can go to borrow the money, because by then we'll have a bunch of other stuff paid off, and we can just go do an update.
Yeah, we'll have 2 paid off then.
Yeah.
And we'll need to replace them. And what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to get the priority list. I got the one from North Franklin, but that was the only one I got a priority list from on, you know, trucks.
Yeah.
North Franklin said they needed a brush truck. So that was the only other one I seen. I didn't get anything from, I can't remember if I got anything from Pearly or not. I got that in there.
They probably can't even give us a price for 3 years. Once you order
it? Well, you lock it in. At this price,
okay,
and then they start to build it.
Do you pay anything down?
Blake said no.
Mm-hmm. I think we need to put that on the agenda.
From the next meeting?
I would tell him to come
Larry,
up.
Larry, got one spec'd out? What you want?
I don't
you
know.
You need to get Blake to spec it. I'm sure he does, knowing him.
Yeah. They're kind of like police. decking their cars out. I kind of enjoy that kind of stuff.
You know, I just wonder if they already had one of the truck they wanted, and I already had it figured out.
If I was guessing, I'd say it did.
It was $700,000, wasn't it?
I remember the number $750 or something like that.
I think so. It scared a million to death. And probably what we need to do is, you need to set a cap on what equipment you want to purchase and how much you want to do your certificate of obligation or your tax anticipation note, which is way better for us because it must be paid off in 7 years. And I didn't know if you were interested, Sheriff, in doing something like that.
Oh, wow.
For your vehicles.
Oh, see, like I did the last three?
The tax anticipation. Easy for me to say. Tax anticipation notes. We have to have it paid off in less than 7 years. And that way we can roll them. Because we've got one now that's going to come off every year. Mm. And we've got a tax anticipation note that comes off every year.
That's like the thing about that one that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Ricky, another vehicle they're getting out, you having less trouble with them?
No.
Still having the same trouble?
I don't. Chris is in here getting out of the way.
That's
going to
go forward,
huh? Well, I'm looking forward just because I've got Tahoe's that I've replaced transmission for 15,000 miles, replaced the transmission engine at 20, got them fixed, and of course it would help if the mechanics knew what to replace. They would, apparently these transmissions have almost like a thermostat, like the water pump did. They didn't change that out, so they put a new motor and the transmission in there and it blowed the transmission and motor, so they didn't take that one part out. But they figured the guy up should have let call them, but I don't know. But you know, I talked to the sheriff at Ford's and they're having a problem. But as soon as their warranty went out on them, I've had to replace the engine. And that's why my vehicle maintenance is so far over. And it's, I've gone back and I haven't pulled the computers on some of them just to see if my officers tell me the truth about what he was doing. And they're just driving down the road, it's blowing in, it starts knocking. They're not even doing anything.
Nothing last.
So I am. I'm going to probably look at some Fords next time. See if I can get a better life out of them. But last year, when y'all allowed me to increase a couple of officers and investigators, they had three cars over there. So I bought those on a note, and I paid $60,000 a year out of my inmate housing money. It's not coming out of tax money, paying for those cars. And I don't mind paying for my cars out of that, just to free up some money for a few years if I have to, because.
You think that fleet program would help us?
I'm back and forth on it. They want, if we do that, they want y'all to come in on it too, to get all y'all's
members.
The only thing that I don't like about it is there's nobody in town that will service those, that Enterprise will ever service the cars anymore, so we're having to go Mount Pleasant or further to get oil change, to where, because you have to be a certified Enterprise shop, and the oil place, they didn't send the paperwork in town for Enterprise to turn them off.
Yeah.
Well, it's easy for Enterprise to do that, but it's not for us to go to Mount Pleasant or Frank or come to get oil change. But, so I'm back and forth on that. I'd rather do certificate of obligation and buy them that way. So
I understand
why. I'm pretty much doing that myself.
I understand why the county involved in it.
Sir?
It looks like you'd have enough of a fleet for them to do just a police department.
They would, but they'd like for y'all to come alongside because y'all got the higher dollar vehicles on some of your bigger trucks. And they do other equipment. They do your dump trucks and they'll do it all. That's what they want to get their hands on. They would do me. On my vehicle, but they would prefer to have y'all with it. I talked to them, I said, think permissions would come aboard? I don't know.
They had me, I called me 2 weeks ago or a week and a half ago, asked me about it.
Yeah. Now, I love the idea, the city's been on it for a couple of years now, they get with cars replaced every 3 or 4 years, that's the idea for a police car. You got pretty decent equipment.
You know where you can get in with the city on theirs? Can you go together? You want to go together with the city?
We got enough together, man. Let's just be honest.
You want to talk about this, about the election stuff?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't. I'm going to let y'all talk to Jesse and see if y'all can decide what, because I'm not. I don't do that stuff.
She didn't. Yes, she didn't know the software, the TextGov, the Integra, and the CIVERA.
And I don't know if I did. I asked the 17,001
something. Software 17,002.
I couldn't remember what it was for. So I just said software.
Is that something you got to have this year, Jesse?
Just the website one.
Which one's that?
It's time for you to stand up and do your thing. Tell them why you need what you need. Yes, and then tomorrow. It'll be fine.
I never heard that.
I told her she needed a barter.
If one that had the implementation fee of $17,000, that could be broken down into 3 years.
But that's what you said, pay up front, though.
Mark. I just didn't pay the 17.
You want to just pay it off?
Yeah.
Off the bat. 17 what? 17,000?
200.
Out of all of it, is that what you need more than anything else?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And that'll get you through?
Yes.
You got to have it this year.
This is your opportunity to bargain for something else if you want it.
That's for it all, but you know.
The only thing else that would be this year was the remaining portion of that the office not covering that the county's responsible
for. Oh, on the grant. And that's going to be how much do we know? Do we have an amount yet? No?
Around 8. For us itself, wasn't that much. I think it was their portion was about 8,000.
The county's portion? Or did I lose that?
Was it an 80-20 grant?
Mm-hmm.
So our portion would be around 2,000.
2,000.
Oh, okay. So it's 10,000 total, and ours would be mm-hmm. around 2. Okay. I'm with you now.
What did they? 2,000, around 2,000 to the 17,000. We did all that.
Well, I think you gave her 20,000. What are they with them? Will that get both of them?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you think it'd take it long to get an office
number? Of course, we'll have to put that on the agenda anyway, because it's going to come out this year. But
yes, it does.
It's a one-time purchase, and so it's way better to just do a one-time purchase now while we have cash available.
Well, put it on the agenda.
Yes, you put it on the agenda, because I don't understand all that.
Yeah, just give it back and tell her how to put it on there. What to put on there.
And go ahead and get the contract, certainly. And do this there.
It'll be a budget amendment to purchase.
Oh, yeah.
What else?
You know, Paris is collecting interest right now, so.
Well,
that's
there.
That's what that's about. I don't have anything else.
I
just set a meeting.
Considering which it won't, I can pay for it out of record retention. All those records that I'm having preserved and indexed and everything, I'm going to get a quote on integrating those into our Tyler Technology software, so that it'll all be indexed in the system. Just get a good quote and see how much that would cost to integrate it, but I will have money in record retention to pay for that myself. So. But I mean, if it's not too outrageous, I'll bring that back sometime.
We heard it down on the auction.
Oh yeah, you've already got it in your checking account.
Yeah,
we got the money a couple of weeks ago.
So I go spend it now.
Now you can go spend it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's thinking.
We'll just do option one, we'll bring that to them for option one.
We need to talk about, we need to talk about dates.
Well, you gotta have that Monday, right?
Melissa and Russell will need our proposed rate by August 7th.
Okay.
Which is next Thursday.
So we need to do that.
Thursday, Friday.
Thursday.
Tuesday.
So we gotta put it on the agenda for.
We'll have to do it one day next week.
Yep.
By Thursday.
And that's the vote on the rate, right?
Yes, on the proposed rate, which will be the increase. And then that starts.
We actually got to vote on that. That's gonna not really be a workshop. We have to vote on that, correct?
So yes, that'll be a vote.
And we have to have four of the five of us.
Next week of the week, I'm gone.
Yes.
He'll be here, so we gotta have everybody else here.
Yes, I will need to.
Okay.
We'll need all four of y'all.
All right.
And when is that gonna be?
August, before August 7th.
Monday morning, just to send it out Monday morning. For Thursday morning, be fine.
And all it'll have on there, if you get your car stuff, send that over to her, we'll put that on there as well. But otherwise, it's to vote on the proposed 2025 tax rate, property tax rate. And we will need to set a public hearing, because you will have to have a public hearing.
When does that have to be?
It'll be the end of August. The 25th is probably when we'll set that. Whatever that last court in August is. Because I'm gonna have to have time to put the salaries in the newspaper. I have to do that 10 days before the hearing, so I'll have to get that in there. And then I have to send out the budgets to all of the departments and let them look over. They have a 10-day period to do that. And let's see, I have to have the proposed filed with her by the 15th.
Of August.
Because it has to be on file.
Yeah.
I think that's my timelines. Any timelines I'm missing? What is it?
What else?
What y'all laughing about?
I don't know, they're laughing, they're crying.
It's bad to be proud of that.
Well, I only have a few surplus signs overall.
I'm gonna give about 30 more seconds to carry that plea. Do y'all want to talk about anything else?
No, he's good. No, I'm good.
Okay.
I said all I was saying.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All first out.
Yeah. No, just going.